Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Mary Magdalene, and from Ireland we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled St. Mary Magdalene.
Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw the two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. I have had the experience over 20 years ago of waiting in line in Rome to meet and be greeted by the Pope as he strode among a group of Dominican friars on Ash Wednesday in 2002. I could hear John Paul II speaking Croatian, Russian, Italian, and French. As he came nearer, I wondered, should I say something quickly so as to suggest what language he and I might best speak in? I never got a chance. As he stood before me and we shook hands, before I could say a word, he prodded me in the chest with his left hand, looked at me intently and said, "You are still in Rome?" Let me say it was a precious moment when the Bishop of Rome, who met goodness knows how many people from different nations and language groups each week, should recognize my face and remember what my mother tongue was. Literally, a phenomenal moment of recognition. And it comes back to me when I hear the lines of the Gospel according to John that feature in the liturgy for today's feast. Now I seek to imagine what it was like as the risen Lord not only recognizes the Magdalene, but says to her powerfully yet transparently, "Mary." Of such unforgettable moments, love is made and expressed. In such moments, love grows and is felt deep down. In the course of moments like that, a link is either forged or remade that will never again be sundered. We recall St. Mary Magdalene. What a story. There are some interesting legends and folklore about her and have been over the centuries, and of course, well, there would have to be, wouldn't there, about a love affair between her and Jesus. Myths and legends, like any stories of love, sex, and religion, they won't go away. In the event, The story we hear today, one that celebrates being known, recognized, and loved by the risen Savior, this story beats any legend that the centuries may have thrown into the mix about what our own century and others before us have called a love affair. The reality that beats any story is that their love affair is not a tale that belongs in social media or is printed to sell newspapers. No, this is a love story between the Divine One made human flesh and the woman who is learning her phenomenal path toward being an invaluable sister of the Savior with all that entails. She is, of course, recognized by the risen Lord, but it's all part of her recognition of herself, her personality, her precious life, and its goal. She recognizes in the task she receives her vocation to enable the 11 to see themselves afresh and realize, recognize their own calling. When the risen Lord asks Mary to inform the apostles about the meaning of what has taken place, this is when she gains her best title, the Apostle to the Apostles. In sacred history, yes, that includes stories of love, but love beyond all telling. Only Magdalene can tell this story to the 11. Her awareness and delight in being recognized and named by a loving Savior, this will empower her, actually make it clear that only she can enable the men recognize in their turn that Jesus whom they mourned in the wake of Calvary, that this same Jesus is not only dead and buried, but beyond that, he is the one whom they are now invited to recognize as their life-saving Lord. The one who dedicated himself to them, through Mary's word and witness, can now inspire them to dedicate their lives to sharing the life-giving news, death is not the last word. People will tell you, and possibly you know it yourself from experience, that when that partner who became the love of their life entered the scene, they discovered themselves, like they had been remade, refitted, and even recreated by the one they loved, as they were by you. When there is precious intimacy between you and the one you love, in a sense there is no space. You are so close to each other. But you are also creating a fresh space for each other to flourish. Similarly, when a disciple comes to life in fresh belief in the risen Savior, there is rejoicing on high. And when that constantly loving Savior is recognized by you for who he is, then your life is somehow not only upset, not only toppled over. No, your heartbeat is empowered by the blood of him who loves you beyond limit. You may be on your knees by now, or upright, but your heart is pumping, or rather is echoing to the divine heart of love beyond all telling. And you are discovering the space that life provides, the space that life means, space and time to love and be loved. Your own beautiful and now redeemed humanity is your own, yes, but you still want to share and to bring your fellows to see themselves afresh, to see themselves refreshed, redeemed, and saved. Do not hold me, Jesus is quoted as saying to Mary Magdalene. I see this as a revelation of the universal love that each of us wants to touch and hold for ourselves. Mary's risen lover wants to say, I am here for you, but not for you alone. Don't imagine being alone. You are, of course, in the sense that I love you to bits. But please believe it, I have that same beating heart for the 11 too, and for all who will later hear of my name and the kernel of my story that tells your story afresh in a life-giving way. I am with you and always will be. No need to cling. It is I who hold you in my love. Heavens, it's more delicious than any tabloid passion story. Mary Magdalene is a saint, a sinner who learned, as a disciple will do, from the Master.